pulled over. That's good. I didn't break any laws either.
All right, and that's on the record. All right.
I'll tell you this. I have never, there are roads that are so busy, car to car, usually. Not today. Wide open for long distances. Miracle.
Wow, it is a miracle. Okay, under that miracle note, I'll call the meeting to order. This is Commissioner Brad Holton. President is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 4 o'clock that's had been moved to 4:30. Agenda item is continuation of a public hearing requested by Darren Taylor, Subdivision Maker LLC, representing Ryan and Heidi Walker for a conditional rezone of a agricultural zone to a CR-RR conditional rezone rural residential zone, case number CR-2021-0012. So since this is a continuance, would staff go through where we've been and where we're at today?
Yes, commissioners and chairman. You originally saw this case back on October 22nd, 2024. And at that time, you did go through the process of the conditional rezone. Sorry, I've sat here too long now. My brain is asleep, so I apologize. We continued that hearing to a date certain of November, I have it somewhere, November 20th. And you did go through the process and make a decision on the conditional rezone and put some conditions in place. And you requested to bring back the subdivision because there were some reviews that needed to be done through the engineering department, some things that had not been brought forth before, and aroma needed to be verified that it was updated, and an easement needed to be added to lot 2, block 1 at the end of Edenbrook Lane, and you requested that to be shown on the plat. And so the applicants took care of that during that time. I believe it was on that date that you made the decision to approve with conditions the conditional rezone, but requested that I brought back the FCOs for that along with the case for the subdivision, the short plat subdivision. So that was continued to a date certain of December 3rd, and we did come and meet, but our engineering department needed a little bit more time to complete their review of the plats, and so I requested that she provide a letter on that, and she did, so I have that here today. It was dated December 9th. And recommend that the final plat be approved and that they were reviewed and there was conformance with the Canyon County Code of Ordinances, Article 17, the subdivision ordinance.
All right. Sounds like we've got the T's crossed and the I's dotted.
Mr. Chair, would you like for me to bring up the FCOs for the subdivision?
Please do. You bet. Because I'm pretty sure Commissioner Van Beek can't remember them, and so that'll be very helpful. That's a joke. I'm sorry about that.
That's a joke.
That's all right.
I think I have.
Oh, shouldn't have control over
the
screen. Ta-da. Thank you.
So the beginning is the findings of fact. So these are just the statements of the facts for you to go over, and then the conclusion of law is talking about how the process is done, and then it meets the ordinance and standards used in evaluating the application, the reasons for approval or denial, and if denied, the actions, if any, that the applicant could take to gain approval for the proposed subdivision. There's the standards of review are from Idaho Code section on subdivision hearings and decisions, and Idaho Code section 50-1301 through 50-1329 on platting, and then also the Canyon County Zoning Ordinance Article 17, which is a subdivision regulation. And there's the conditions of approval, and I do want to note that I added the one that we had spoken about previously during the deliberation on the conditional rezone, and added to the conditions for the preliminary plat. The private road Edenbrook Lane shall be paved prior to the certificate of occupancy of the fifth building permit that accesses off of that private road.
Since these are conditions, do we want to change that till two? A building permit cannot be issued?
Yes. And Chairman, I think that's a good suggestion, and you might put on the record why that you're making that suggestion.
We are in the process of changing all of Canyon County ordinances to discontinue the practice of issuing building permits and then holding them up on occupancy. We feel that that is not the proper way to do business. The person of the lot needs to understand before they get their building permit that things have to be done, not while they're building it, and then come up to the issue that they can't get occupancy. So we're trying to abate an issue that's building and trying to avert a problem.
And Chairman, this would be in response to, so it's a response to an issue that the board comes up against on a regular basis.
Regular.
Is very unfortunate for the person that may not understand how that process works.
Right. Correct. Okay. So we got that changed?
Mr. Chair,
yes.
I just wanted to confirm that you still wanted it with the fifth building permit.
Yes, that was the discussion that we had prior. Yes. I thought that that's what we had in the verbiage, so I'm in agreement with the fifth building. We discussed that at quite for a little bit, and that's what we came up as a compromise. All right.
Mr. Chairman, I think it would read a little better if we removed off of after accesses, building permit that accesses the private road.
Take off is, of out. Is that what you're
yeah,
saying?
Something like that.
Yeah. So the fifth building permit that accesses the private road.
I don't even know if access is right.
I don't know.
Yeah. From?
Yeah. Let's pretend it's an engineering term.
How's that?
Or even access from.
That has access from.
Building permit.
You could put that has access from the private road.
That works.
Yeah.
So we go before that, put no go behind that and put has.
After.
After that.
Building permit.
Too many wordsmiths in the room. I'm sorry. There you go. And then take the plural out of accesses.
That has access.
Perfect. All right. It works. All right. Anything else?
Everything up to this point has been satisfied, correct? Everything that we were continuing for?
Right.
Okay.
Chairman, just as a question on Exhibit B, number 4, so no additional splits, but there's no exclusion of additional dwellings, right? We had a couple of cases from Mr. Taylor, and so I was wanting to make sure I was clear on, not that, I'm just asking the question.
This application, I think it complies with our discussion.
I'm sorry.
On the, it's restricted, no additional splits, but can they put a secondary dwelling on there? That's, and.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, I'm sorry, I'm not sure what you're referencing, but yes, we did remove.
Okay.
The development agreement and the decision on the conditional rezone.
Thank you.
Restriction for secondary dwellings not being allowed.
I just wanted to confirm. Thank you.
Yeah. It is currently allowed, and they had restrictions above that to reverse that. So it's been removed.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry for the interruption.
No, it's perfectly fine. It's a good question.
We've had a stack and pack kind of a day.
I'm in favor, Mr. Chairman.
I'm also in favor.
I am too. Roll down so we can, there you go. I'll consider a motion then.
Mr. Chairman, based upon the findings of fact, conclusions of law contained herein for case number SD2021-0057, I move that the Board of County Commissioners approves the preliminary plat for Edenbrook Estates subdivision subject to conditions of approval as enumerated therein.
I second.
All right, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right, you have it completed. It's a long journey. Those will be ready to sign. We can just get those printed here.
And then to Monica, that would be. And then they need motions on the other three documents. Those motions already happened back
we just
on.
Didn't sign them.
Yep.
Yeah, we typically don't sign them till this gets approved. All right, so for the record, we will be signing the development agreement and the conditional rezone. So. All right, it's for the record. Okay, all right. Anything else before we consider adjourn?
Chairman, I move we adjourn.
Okay.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, we probably need to do that too. I forgot. It's a short plat, so final plat to sign the Mylar.
So that. I'll call the meeting back to order after that adjournment. There is one more item of business. I would make a motion that the board authorizes the signature on the final plat.
I will second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 And Chairman?
Motion carries.
Yep. And where we interrupted, I don't know how that works, but should we attach the case number to that just in case?
Yes. And yes. And that would be for case number CR2021-0012.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
It's for the subdivision, which is SD2021-0057.
I have the wrong document right on top. Yeah. Yes. Say that again for the record, please.
SD2021-0057.
Yes. Okay. All right. Thank you for the record. All right. So the motion carried. Do we want to try adjourning again?
I'll move we adjourn.
For real this time.
A second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. We are adjourned. Thanks.